I started in professional life really as a journalist. For a long time, I worked at Time Out in the 70s. And I was an editor who also wrote criticism, film criticism, theater criticism, some book reviewing. And I was often given, because I wasn't that high on the pecking order initially, the stuff other people didn't want to do. So I was given quite a lot of feminist work and then a lot of gay work when nobody else really was even interested in outing themselves as interested in lesbian and gay questions. Particularly in things like experimental film, and there was a great flourishing movement from the 70s in feminist and lesbian in experimental filmmaking. By the early 80s, I wanted to specialize more in this area, and I didn't think I could do very much more detailed work within a journalistic framework. And I was lucky enough to be given the editorship of a film theory journal called Scream from 1981, which had pioneered Marxist, psychoanalytic, and semiotic approaches to cinema studies in this country throughout the 70s, when it really broke that big change in how people looked at representation. So in the 80s, the question was more how you consolidated this sort of approach so that anybody could understand it. And I think they hired a journalist because they wanted somebody who could popularize it to some degree. So I was the person who took Scream down market. And one of the things we tried to do was apply this material more to the new social movements. It wasn't at all clear at first how you really did film studies in a lesbian and gay context. And I think the first two people to do interesting work for us at Scream, or first three people, were Simon Watney and Richard Kwitniowski, who's now a film director, and Mark Finch, who sadly died a few years ago, but had gone on later to direct at the Lesbian and Gay Film Festival in San Francisco. So really interesting people starting to work in this area. And then Jackie Stacey, who's now an academic at Lancaster, pitched in as well. And pretty quickly the issues formed up, and really what they were issues arguing with mainstream psychoanalytic film criticism, including quite a lot of feminist psychoanalytic film criticism, that thought that everything was fluid and mobile, and at the same time constantly returned the terms of reference to a heterosexual boy-girl framework. I remember interviewing Laura Mulvey back in the late 70s and asking her how she would apply her famous film theory to a film where two women fell in love, or where women looked at women erotically instead of, as she posited it, men looked at women erotically. And indeed, she'd made a film where that seemed to be happening, an experimental film. At the end of the film, two women did seem to be getting together. And she said she didn't really have a theory about that. She wasn't even sure it was sort of relevant to what she was doing, but, you know, it seemed like it was to us. It took a long time to argue with people about this. And it was an interesting fact that meanwhile, in history, and to a certain extent in political theory, people were motoring on with a sort of identity-based assertion of gay politics, particularly at Essex University, where people like Mary McIntosh were teaching. Mary really anticipated Foucault's ideas on the notion that the gay identity was a historical construction rather than a kind of trans-historical absolute, that you could always, you know, there were sort of people who imagined themselves to be gay and lesbians back in Greece or biblical times. And yet at the same time, this kind of historical approach and political approach didn't have that kind of critical theory spin on it that we were picking up in film studies. And I was kind of a product of both of them by the end of the 80s. And I was also, like everybody else, interested in doing something quite different by then. And I was, again, very fortunate because I was offered a job being a series editor for these new gay programs that are about to come out on Channel 4 called Out on Tuesday. And I did 2 years on those programs as a kind of senior producer. An editor in a television program is a bit like a magazine editor, which I've been. And then the third year, we did a one-off BBC theme night called Saturday Night Out, which came out in 1981. And that was it for me in TV. It was a very interesting experience in my life. But I didn't do very much after that because I think I was clearly seen in television terms as a sort of queer expert, and that was pretty much all. And also I was then interested in going on and teaching, which was the other thing I'd wanted to do in my life. And I was offered some chances to work in the United States. And there was this new political movement, queer theory, that was putting together forms of philosophical approaches called deconstruction, psychoanalysis, semiotics, theories of representation and identity, which argued that these things weren't absolute, that they could change and vary, and that you weren't necessarily in total control of them. And it was a really exciting time to go to America at the beginning of the 90s and work with people like Judith Butler on these issues in an academic context where there were very, very engaged graduate students, where the academy in the United States seemed to be bursting open from a position where there weren't that many people who had even, I think, previously been out. I mean, academics, loads of academics have been gay and lesbian. I mean, it's probably like hairdressing or interior decoration in terms of a professional appeal it makes to us. But the idea of actually addressing your sexuality or your sexual orientation or your sexual practices or somebody else's that you knew about in an academic context was quite interesting, and also because the whole queer moment complicated the idea of you're either gay or you're lesbian, you're either straight or you're gay, and put into play ideas of mobility around sexual preference, set up ideas about bisexuality, which I thought were incredibly important for students who very rarely, young students, say, I'm a gay man, I'm a lesbian woman. Most likely, the most they will say is, I think I'm a bit bi. And then they may well change their mind about that, which is fine. I mean, it's all fine as far as I'm concerned. But I think it allowed people to fit into a field of interest without feeling they were exposing themselves to pretty brutal oppression, which might have been the case a few years before, and certainly would have been the case when I was in college in the United States in the 60s.